Choosing the right college or university is usually a big decision for most students, but choosing an untested one was an even bigger decision for Edison Collegiate High School senior Natalie Ekdahl. And when she told her friends where she was going...
Most of them asked what it was. They'd never heard of it. But a few of them, you know, they were excited. They said that they heard, you know, a lot of good things about it, too.
Ekdahl will be one of 500 students who this fall will be the first to step onto Florida Polytechnic University. It's a school made up of one main building still under construction, a yet-to-be-completed dorm, and an unfinished wellness and admission center. With about 100 days to go before the first students set foot on campus, Florida Polytech is racing to the finish. The woman who has overseen its birth for the past 2 years is Ava Parker.
The residence hall is ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. The main innovation science and technology building is on schedule. We have a very tight schedule for the wellness center phase one, but we're doing all that we can to ensure that it will also be available.
Parker, who stepped down from the State University System Governing Board to take the job of chief operating officer, has been very busy lately. Her job position isn't like others at state schools. For one, when you're building a campus from scratch, a regular 9-to-5 gig isn't happening.
It's been a 24/7. I mean, it's been the type of responsibility or undertaking that is once-in-a-lifetime, historic, extremely interesting, but it's not the kind of thing that you kind of ever leave because you're always thinking about it because it takes being very strategic in order to be successful.
Parker and other new Florida Polytechnic professors and administrators are literally building a dream at the Lakeland campus. They're creating from scratch degree programs that emphasize areas like magnetics and robotics, trying to give students like Natalie Ekdahl something new.
Well, I think it's exciting. I was the first class at my high school, too, so to kind of carry that on, is exciting. And, there'll be... a lot of opportunities for students to, start things. And, I feel like our input will be, really, really useful in deciding, like clubs and activities and, stuff like that.
Ekdahl plans to major in aeronautical engineering. She likes robotics and eventually wants to go to space, possibly work for NASA. A big question hanging over her future is whether she'll graduate from an accredited university.
I really haven't planned on that. I'll just, roll with the punches.
Parker says Florida Poly is steadily working toward earning that accreditation. In the meantime, it's partnered with companies like Microsoft, Harris Corporation, and CSX to help form its curriculum and provide internships to its students. FPU officials are also trying to forge relationships with its public sister universities across the state to honor its credits. It's also reaching out to its biological parent, the University of South Florida. FPU was created 2 years ago when the legislature spun off USF's polytechnic program, leaving broken relationships in its place. Parker says things are better now.
While there at some point may have been some issues prior to the development of Florida Poly, I feel good about the fact that we're in a good place and that we have a good relationship with all of our sister institutions and particularly with the University of South Florida.
Florida Polytechnic University is trying to build a new, shiny, high-tech future, and Natalie says she is ready to help lay the groundwork for what the school may eventually become. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.